It was sweet revenge for Sitka, who lost to South in the second round last year and had to settle for third. Not so this year. Camden Suarez pitched all nine innings for Sitka, giving up seven hits and just the one earned run, which came in the first inning. Head coach Matt Way says that Suarez throws a variety of pitches as compared to his two other starters, Vaughn Blankenship and Eric Coonrat, who are mostly fastballers. He thought Suarez would give Sitka the edge over Anchorage's big fastball hitters.
We picked Cam to take that game if we got there, and we ended up getting to the championship. Cam used those off-speed pitches, probably about 60% of his pitches, and he did a really good job keeping their hitters off balance.
Suarez shut out the Wolverines for the next eight innings, throwing a total of 101 pitches, which Way calls unbelievable. On offense, Sitka's Bryce Kelly went 3-for-4 at the plate. Dayton Cropper, Morgan Simic, Emmett Anderson, and Gavin Flores also picked up hits for the Wolves, but it was two key walks plus heads-up gameplay that turned into critical runs for Sitka. Kai Stockel was the first batter in the top of the fourth inning and walked on six pitches. He made third on a combination of a hit, bunt, and a fielder's choice that put Caleb Suarez on first. Then, using a play taught to them by Kai's dad, former minor league player Dan Stockel, the Wolves stole home.
We had Caleb do a delayed steal, anticipating that the catcher would just throw down a second, thinking they were going to get an easy out. And on the throw, we had Kai Stockel, who was at third base, was ready to run as soon as he threw it. And that was just a read play. Once we knew it, he was going to throw to second base, Kai took off from third and was able to score easily.
In the ninth, Oliver Moore Baker walked, advanced to second on a walk by Caleb Suarez, moved to third on a single by Bryce Kelly, and was sent home on a sacrifice fly by Stockel. This is a different style of baseball than the Wolves played in 2014 when they won their last championship at home in Sitka with power hitters across the lineup. Still, Way says it's a winning formula.
With smaller, faster runners, we can base hit, we can slap it, you can bunt, steal, hit and run. All of those types of plays, which makes for an exciting baseball game, are in play when you have faster guys.
Way will be losing key seniors next year. Caleb Suarez, who's played left field and batted lead for all 4 years, shortstop Kai Stockel, first baseman Dayton Cropper, the Wolves' only power hitter, and starting pitcher Eric Coonrat, a consistent fastball thrower. And the Wolves will also lose Oliver Moore Baker, who only came into his own as a varsity player his senior year at right field. But what a year he had.
Ollie had a lot of big innings for us. He also reached base. He was 8-for-8 in regionals, and he was a wrecking ball on the field.
Way says he's got younger talent coming up, and the competition will be tight for some positions. We've got guys looking to play more baseball and get themselves ready to win a spot on a state championship team, he says. Sitka is the winningest team in Alaska high school baseball in recent years, with five state titles in the last 13 years. In fact, Wolves baseball is second only to the Lady Wolves softball team, who has won six times over the same period. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.